Oliver Truman, and I'm the CHF maintenance test pilot. It was just, I thought it'd be really good. Obviously, Dr. Spencer is our military liaison, and he was my final year project tutor. So I knew Adrian, and it was a really good opportunity for us to come and showcase the aircraft and bring all the Loughborough graduates, you know, get everybody back together and get back here to see the university. And to allow all the undergraduates to see us and kind of see what we've done since we were here, and what we've what we've done since we've graduated.
Similar place.
Yeah, I don't think we. You know, it's not something that often comes up in conversation. It was quite interesting when I think probably four or five of us that are here today just happened to be the same place, and it was where did you go to uni? Oh, Loughborough. Which department? And it transpired that. Within the force, actually there's quite a number of ex-Loughborough graduates all working there. So again, that kind of just showcases, what Loughborough can do for you and certainly forces. And we've got a lot of, high calibre, really good individuals working for the force. And we've all come from here, so quite a good story, I think. Yeah, again, quite an honour and a privilege, really, to be able to come and talk to the students, and again, just maybe inspire some of them. When I was here, this probably wasn't a career choice I'd even considered at that point. It might just spark a bit of interest from one or two people. These are the career opportunities and the opportunities that are available to you once you've got a degree from Loughborough. And I think that should probably be really interesting and inspiring for some of the students this afternoon.
And
it's really nice to be back, actually, and it's quite amazing to see the kind of the transformation that there's been over the last 18, 19 years since I was last here, looking at all the investment in the university. So really nice to see that. Nice to see that the university is still going strong, and nice to see that all the students are still as kind of enthusiastic as we were back then, so that's really good. Probably as a lot of people, I toured lots of different universities, and I think the first time I came here I knew this was going to be the university for me. A great campus site, really good facilities, and you could see the student lifestyle and the community and atmosphere was definitely better than any of the other universities that I'd been to or visited. So I was really pleased when I got an offer accepted here, three probably the some of the best years of my life spent here. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I stayed at Royce Hall, so 2 years at Royce Hall. Really great memories from Royce. I used to work for Loughborough Campus Radio when I was here, so again, really great and fond memories of interviewing celebrities and acts back in the day at down at the Students' Union. Some of the design and project work I was involved with here at the department from an academic perspective, designing the department's first high-speed aerodynamics laboratory that many students subsequently have been able to get their hands on and utilise to further their studies. So really good memories of all those kind of different things, really. Yeah, certainly from obviously the academic side of things, it gives you the necessary qualifications to be able to enter a specialisation such as myself in the military. But those wider aspects, people skills, organisational skills, and management skills, and really that team player that the university instills into you through everything from the social aspects of being here at the uni, but also the various aircraft design project teams. All that kind of work and that skill set that gives you is a real asset for doing something like joining the military.
Similar place.
Yeah, I don't think we. It's not something that often comes up in conversation. It was quite interesting when I think probably four or five of us that are here today just happened to be the same place, and it was where did you go to uni? Oh, Loughborough. Which department? And it transpired that. Within the force, actually there's quite a number of ex-Loughborough graduates all working there. So again, that kind of just showcases, what Loughborough can do for you and certainly forces. And we've got a lot of, high calibre, really good individuals working for the force. And we've all come from here, so quite a good story, I think. Yeah, certainly. I think, you know, job satisfaction these days, you know, can be hard to find. And there's a, you know, lots of different opportunities out there. This isn't something I considered. If you'd told me that I'd be kind of stood here now as a, you know, fully trained air engineer officer for the Navy and a qualified maintenance test pilot, you know, I probably wouldn't have believed you. So anything is achievable if you put your mind to it and are prepared to work hard and use the skills and qualifications that you get from Loughborough, then you know, you can achieve and you can do that. Perfect.
All good. Thank you.
Yeah, Commander Edward Vaughan, 846 Naval Air Squadron. I think Loughborough prepared me for life in the Royal Navy insofar that my kind of 3-4 years at Loughborough and then a year working in industry, which included time abroad as well, developed me as an individual and professionally as well, which set me up well for a career in the Royal Navy. So the Loughborough connection came together initially about 3 years ago now over a beer in the Arctic Circle with Lieutenant Ollie Troman, who's our maintenance test pilot. We were talking about university. He mentioned that he came here to Loughborough. He mentioned that he was the DJ and so forth. I don't ever recall listening to him, but yeah, we put two and two together and figured that it'd be useful to come back here one day, knowing the kind of requirement in the Royal Navy for engineers as well, and also Loughborough being a hub of, you know, engineering activity. We figured it would be a useful outreach program. It feels great to be back here at Loughborough. I was here between 1997 and 2001, studying commercial management and quantity surveying. Before deciding to join the Royal Navy on completion, and I've been in for 17 years. Well, from flying in this morning, I could barely recognise it from the air, not that I'd seen it from the air before, but there have clearly been an awful lot of developments in terms of infrastructure. The football stadium is quite clear from the air, flying over that earlier, but absolutely, there's been a huge change in the time since I left. I chose to study here because of the degree course in Commercial Management Quantity Surveying, which was sponsored at the time, which clearly helped my parents out somewhat. And it also meant that I could work in the summers and also the third year working in industry. At that point in time, I wasn't entirely sure what I wanted to do for the rest of my career, but I would have quite happily have been a quantity surveying commercial manager had I not seen the light and joined the Royal Navy. I had a great experience here at Loughborough. The campus mentality, I think, works really well. There was a really friendly atmosphere here. The teaching was fantastic. I didn't do too bad out of it in that sense. I knuckled down in the final year and did okay. Thoroughly enjoyed my time here. I guess any advice for anybody who's considering or has not considered life in the armed forces is to effectively do a bit of research, look into it. There are plenty of programs which enable you to come and visit and talk to us and even spend some time on any one of our naval air bases and naval air stations to get a flavour. Obviously there's the University Royal Naval Unit or University Air Squadrons locally, which can give you a taste of life in the armed forces. I hadn't really thought about it too much before I finished here at Loughborough. I always thought it was a job that someone else did until I did a bit of research and thought actually that could be quite an interesting career choice, and I haven't regretted it since. I guess the only career advice I would ever give is to try and find something that you enjoy and make sure that you get paid to do it. I've managed to do that, which is great. I did work in an office in London beforehand on spreadsheets every day. I don't miss that. The life in the armed forces can be as varied and exciting as you wish. It's both professionally and personally very enriching as well.
And
right. I was in Cayley Hall, which is one of the smaller halls, I believe, and thoroughly enjoyed my time there. And yes, there is a photo of me and the Cayley Hall 2001, I believe, up on the wall there in the dining room, where I look about 12. Not aged a day. From what I remember, Loughborough life, we had, yes, Rutherford were our rivals by all accounts. Not that anybody really took much notice of that. But Crystals on a Tuesday, I think it's changed its name now, which was the town night. We used to have Hey You on a Wednesday. I don't know whether you call it that anymore. And then the FND, Friday Night Disco. Yep. And there used to be Cayley Corner upstairs, but I think it's all. Yeah, so the helicopter we've brought today is brand new to Defence and brand new to the Royal Navy Fleet Air Arm. We fly for the Commando Helicopter Force, so our primary job is to fly Royal Marines from ship to shore and back again and give them all support they require. The Merlin Mark IV is a fully marinised, brand new helicopter, which, when I say fully marinised, means it can go to sea. Has the flotation gear, it's safe to operate over the water. It has the ability to fold its blades and tail to make a very small footprint on board, which is useful given the limited deck space. And effectively, it's used to take troops and all their support equipment ashore. It's very fast, it has a really good range and endurance, and as you experienced today, it's very, very smooth as well. So it's a very good helicopter for what we want to use it for.
And just for my notes, how many people
24 troops plus a crew of four, so about 28 in total on board.
And also, this is just my notes as well, who was flying the aircraft today?
So for the air experience flights, it was Ollie Troman and Ed Adams, both alumni from here.
Is there any other questions anybody wants to ask? I think that's fine. Everything ticked off my list.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
Yes, I'm Lieutenant Commander Edwin Adams. It's great to be back. It's been a very long time, so an awful lot has changed. Even flying around it this morning, I lost my bearings within seconds. But it's really lovely to come back. I've been wanting to for a number of years. Yeah, it's strange to find out that people who are alongside your colleagues have come to the same place and you didn't realise for quite some years. And fascinating also to find that we all here at different times and different experiences, different courses, but have that thread of common education through Loughborough. So it was great to find that out and great to bring us all back. Difficult, really. I do remember coming around a number of the universities sort of on the short list, and very quickly I remember it being right at the top of my list. Combination of the reputation, certainly of the Aeronautical Engineering sort of department and its legacy, and the campus itself. I seem to remember that being one of the main sort of swaying points. Fantastic. Yeah, I had a great experience here. I was here for 4 years. I lived in and lived out. I was involved in the sports as well as university flying, university air squadron flying, and obviously a good amount of hard work through the aero engine department, but all a really good experience and great memories.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fascinating coming back to the aeronautical engineering department. Whilst I've gone down the flying route, the purely sort of handling flying route, I still sort of hark back to my engineering sort of qualifications and some of that training and education I had. So it's lovely to be able to come back and show some of the practical application of that education. Hopefully we'll get to meet a few of the students. I've met some of my old lecturers and some of the professors already today, and it's great catching up with those guys, but lovely to speak to the undergraduates later on as well and hopefully inspire them and show them one or two directions that they could take their careers. Advice I would have for students is keep options open, keep your head up and your eyes wide open as to what opportunities there are out there. I know it's kind of cliched, but follow your aims and your dreams. Never think that it's anything's too difficult to achieve if you set your mind on something. There's generally a way it can come about for the best. Yeah, I lived in Forest Court for my first couple of years, and then moved out down into the town for the last couple.
And when you
Difficult to think of too many rivalries. There were certainly the sporting rivalries, and I played played rugby for the Halls, and there was obviously the the sporting rivalry from that point of view. I seem to remember a little bit of a difference in feel for the camp, the on-campus Halls and the off-campus Halls. So there was a few of us that spent more of our social time out in the local pubs rather than in the campus in the Students' Union. But that's probably about all I can remember.